Today we're going to discuss the process of Manachonim and the details inside of the mitzvah. So just to preface, let's first speak out again the three reasons that we spoke out earlier as to what why there is an obligation of Manachonim. So first of all, the most common one, the most spoken out reason is the melech sedomit reason. There's a salt found in food, so to get it off your fingers, it's a sakana, you wash ma'amachonim. The second one is that there's dirt on your fingers, and you should wash your hands before you say berkat mazon. And the third one is a kabbalistic reason. We don't know the reason, but it's a kabbalistic reason. Al pi sod, it's required to do. So let's go through the process of ma'amachonim. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch says you have to wash your, until where do you have to wash your fingers? Is it your whole wrist? Is it just one part of your finger, one section? So the Shulchan Aruch says it's two sections of your fingers, meaning like up to the second knuckle. That's where you have to wash your fingers. The Kaf HaChaim brings that, and that's the Tur Shulchan Aruch, and many Rishonim say that, and as well as the Yalkut Yosef. The Kaf HaChaim actually brings down the name of the Ariya Kadosh, that you have to wash 14 prakei itzbaot, 14 different knuckles on each hand. So if you count, that's going to take it to your top, to the third knuckle. You know, the one where you play bloody knuckles, that one. That's according to the Ariya Kadosh, up until there. Because it's a Kabbalistic reason, the water has to reach up until there. So if you think about it, according to the reasons, according to the first two reasons, the very revealed reasons of either melech sedomit or cleaning your hands. So if, practically speaking, when you eat finger foods, they don't usually get up to your third knuckle. They usually get up to, at most, your second knuckle. That's what explains the Shulchan Aruch, that you have to wash it until the second knuckle. But Kabbalistically, it's not about where the food touches. It's just a Kabbalistic reason. Therefore, they require you to go to the third knuckle. That's one. Two, how many times do you have to wash your hands? So the Yalkut Yosef brings down only one time, and that's accepted by everyone. You don't have to wash it three times like the Latin dime, just one time for each hand. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, which is brought down in the Sefer called Rivot Ephraim, says obviously you should wash the right hand first before the left hand. Three, do you have to wash it with a kli or not a kli? So if the whole point is to wash your hands off from all the dirt that's on your hands, or the melech sedomit or the salt, then who cares if it's with a kli or without a kli, right? So therefore, meikar adin, according to the Shulchan Aruch and the ones who hold of that reason, you don't need a kli. However, according to the Zohar Kadosh, he says that the tikkun happens specifically via a kli. It happens dafka because of a kli. Dafka through it, you need a kli. You need a kli to pour it onto your fingers, and you need a kli beneath your fingers that the water should go into. So according to him, therefore, la'alacha, lechatchila, as the Or Lezion and Yalkut Yosef both bring down, lechatchila, you should wash it from a kli onto your fingers and into another kli. However, if you don't have a kli around, then you can wash it out of the faucet or even without a kli. And four, last but not least, how your fingers should be facing. So Shulchan Aruch actually brings down, this is accepted by everyone, that your fingers should be facing downwards. So if you plot, why should it be facing downwards? So that the dirt should come off of your fingers right through the water and go onto the floor, come off of your fingers. So that really works out according to all three reasons. Because you want some sort of dirt or some sort of tumat to come off of your fingers, so therefore it only makes sense that you should face your fingers downwards, and like exactly what you're saying, not like netilat yadayim, where you pick your fingers should be upwards, so that the water should get to every part of your hand.
Your hands are
similarly clean. Right.